Why is your leg like that?
I don't know. I'm just. You know, it's gonna stay like this. Wow. Until I get tired. I'm gonna put it down soon, you know.
It's already hurting.
Welcome to The Point.
Welcome.
It's your boy Afro, Michael, and Enoch. We're here with a very, very, very special guest.
All of our guests are special, but this one is quite special.
Funny enough, I would have thought that we would have brought her on earlier.
She really prayed and fasted for this.
But she's here now. Mm-hmm. She's here. How would you describe this guest, guys? Michael.
Celebrity.
Celebrity. Wow. Yeah.
YouTube sensation.
YouTube sensation. I call her Miss 11,000.
Miss 11,000.
Yeah, why?
Yeah,
why?
Miss 11,000 because she's got 11,708 subscribers.
Mad. Yeah. To the T.
That's mad. This is the only YouTuber I know as well. So, you know.
Fair.
I'm going to use this time to advertise myself. Mm-hmm. So she's got 898,103 views on YouTube. That's a lot of views.
Wait, what's that number? Wait, say it again.
It's 800. I can't even say the number myself. 898,103 views. Amazing. I get that right?
Yep.
Is that right? Yeah.
11,704 subs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And her most viral video was over 400,000 views. It is, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Simi All Smiles. Wagwan. Simi, what's popping?
Hey people.
What's going on, Simi?
Nothing much. I just wanna thank God because I'm alive to see this day.
Yeah. The prayer and the fasting works. It works. Simi's come all camoed out. Armied.
This wasn't intentional, but I like it. I need a photo for Insta.
Yeah, she's matching the she's matching the, do I call it studio?
Yeah, this
is my office. She's matching my office right now.
How are you, Sibi? What's going on?
I'm a little bit congested, so I don't know how I'm gonna sound.
Okay. Well, you got a cold?
Do you know what it is? It's like a semi cold. It's weird. Hmm.
A semi cold.
Wow. Please don't name me after something that's
semi cold. You know.
Yeah, I'm virus good, man. It's bank holiday Monday.
Yes.
What have you got planned for the bank holiday?
So, I got work to do as per usual.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do some work, and I'm probably gonna go out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
When you say work, what kind of work?
So I got edits.
Okay.
Always have edits.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like always have edits. I don't never not have edits.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm not that I'm lazy with it, but I just like to take my time sometimes and I leave it till it's last minute. And then I have to like just sit down and buckle down. So I've got that. I need to write a blog post because obviously I've got simiallsmiles.com.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a to-do list that I've only ticked off like two things.
It
off
keeps
that
getting
list.
Longer and longer.
It just keeps getting longer. Mm-hmm. And you know, but yeah, so there's always work to be done, but
cool.
Yeah.
So for those that don't know who Simi All Smiles is, tell us firstly a bit about Simi before we get into the YouTube.
Who is Simi? who is Simi? I'm Nigerian.
Okay.
So actually, I feel like if my mom listens to this, she's gonna be so annoyed that I'm saying Simi. My name is Simi Sola.
Right.
Simi Sola. Ah,
Simi right. Sola. Sola, you know. Simi Sola.
Sola.
Sola. Hey, you've been in Britain for too long.
I was born in the UK.
Simi Sola.
No, I'm Simi, 24. I like to eat chicken and cake.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's my life.
Mandem, just saying, she's single.
Whoa, I didn't tell you that.
She didn't tell me that.
I didn't tell you that.
That
information. JK. But cool. Yeah, man. I never know how to describe myself. Mm-hmm. Like, even like when I'm working with companies and stuff, when they tell you to write a bio about yourself, I never know what to write.
What
I just write my Twitter bio.
No,
part time creative Disney princess. Literally. Because I don't know what to say. It's actually, like, I just never know what to say.
Sibi is obsessed with Disney films. Like,
yep.
As in, it's only recently that she actually started going to actually watch proper films.
Yeah, I actually go to the cinema now.
You actually go to the cinema and watch other films.
I actually go to the cinema now and watch
Are you going to go watch Cars 3?
Who?
Cars.
No, I don't like cars.
You don't like cars? I need somebody to come and watch that with me because I feel like a child if I go by myself. I can't do that by myself.
You gotta live your truth. You gotta go to the cinema and be bold.
I can't do that. No,
have you ever been to the cinema by yourself?
I haven't gone by myself. I went with my sisters. We went to go and watch Moana. Lit.
No, I could go cinema by myself, but the problem is that watching cars. That's like for like 12 years, 12, 13 years.
Just go and sit. No, go and don't sit in the back, sit in the front. Because if you sit in the back,
you're going to look torched, isn't it?
Yeah, no, go in and sit in the front.
Don't you have little cousins or someone you can take?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can take my cousins. Yeah.
And it's half term this week.
That's what I did to go watch Boss Baby.
Are you serious? Boss Baby good though.
It was sick.
It
was sick.
Oh, wow, I need to watch it.
You have to use the little kids as little.
Yeah.
Leverage.
Leverage to actually live your dreams. Oh, Sibby. Cool. So, okay, Sib. So, obviously, we met. How did we meet? We met a few years ago.
Yeah, in Portsmouth.
Portsmouth.
One fateful day.
Yes. And now we're here. And when I first met Sibby, I was like, okay, this girl's cool. Like, I think I'd pre'd your socials a bit before.
You said that day.
I did. That day. We pre'd each other's socials.
Randomly. And it was actually random because I didn't know I was going to meet you that day.
Yeah.
But I just, on Insta, I just saw Mike. Who's Mike really?
Yeah.
And I saw it. And I remember there was one picture of you, your shape up. This guy's been believing in his barber from Boys. Day.
Big up Frank. Believing in a blood clot barber.
Yeah, I remember that. And then I saw you, and then you were like to me, not gonna lie, I just finished pre your Insta, and I was like, yeah, I did as well.
But we did that thing where you pretend like you don't know that, but I was like, oh, that's me.
She's like, oh, Simi, Mike, Shay.
Oh, cool. Nah. These times I've been pre'ing you up. And like, because you were obviously, you're good friends with my old housemate, Shay, and he always used to talk about you and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, who's this Simi girl? So we pre'd Insta.
That's what Michael did about you to me. What? Kept on talking about you.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did people talk
effect.
About me?
It's the
because we met at church, but you forgot.
Is it?
Yeah. We met at Hillsong.
Do you know what is?
Yeah.
When I meet someone once and I just see your face, I'm not going to remember it. Mm. I have to like see you and like
speak
have a
you.
Conversation.
Yeah.
Then if I see you again, I remember I wear glasses, guys. Like people forget.
Oh, yeah, we forgot.
Like, I can walk here and I'll see someone I know and I'll just walk past.
Have you got contacts on right now?
No.
You haven't got contacts in case you
So how did you drive here?
I can see because it's during the day.
Okay.
But at night, I have a spare pair of glasses in my glove box.
Okay, you have to drive for the night.
I just go through a one-way street.
Those times that we went for dinner, did you have your glasses on? Or were you just putting my life at risk?
You know. Oh,
no, but I did not drive. Did we drive out?
Yes,
night?
Yes, oh, we did. Wow. Ah. Well, God was with me, innit?
Clearly, you're here.
Amen. And then, so now, obviously, you... Fast forward a few years now, yeah. Mm-hmm. You are at a stage where you've got so many subscribers on your YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. But I remember this being an idea of yours back then. You were like, oh, I'm thinking about getting into YouTube and stuff. And why did you decide that you wanted to get into YouTube? How did that come about?
I remember it was really like, when I tell people the story, like people never, it's nothing deep. It's actually very silly. So I used to Snapchat. Well, I still Snapchat a lot, but I used to Snapchat like all the time because that's all I had.
Yep.
I didn't have a vlog. So I had Snapchat and I would always Snapchat when I'm out and about. And then there was like this one particular week that just random people, like from random different circles and just random people I know from my life, they just kept on messaging me saying, your life, you're always out and about. Why does your life seem so interesting? And I'm like, see that, like, guys, I barely.
Simi will snap.
I barely.
Snaps,
and it always looks lit.
I barely do anything. And then, but I remember this particular week, people just kept on messaging me and it wasn't like, oh, Mike messaged me, then Afro messaged me. It was like different circles, like people that don't know each other.
Right,
I was thinking,
right.
This is weird now. Yeah. So then I spoke to my girl Tossin. Hey Tossin, if you're watching or listening.
Listening.
Yeah.
PC.
Yeah.
I'm actually such a YouTuber.
Yeah, you're a proper YouTuber.
So I spoke to my friend Tossin and I said to her that, okay, this is what people have been saying. What do you think? And she was like, I think that's a good idea. So I said to her, can you make me an intro video? Like an animation video. I said that if it's good, I'm going to take it as a sign that I'm meant to be doing this. If I don't like it, then I'm not going to do it.
Bear pressure.
Pressure on Tossin.
Bearing in mind, I've known Tossin since I was like 11 because we went to school together. So she knows me to an extent. Mm-hmm. Mm. But I didn't give her anything. I just said, this is what I want to do. Like, here, what can you do?
Mm-hmm.
The turnover was like, I think that's the quickest turnover this girl's ever given me in anything I've ever asked her to do. It was like 24 hours or maybe like 48 hours, and she was like, okay, check your email. So I check it and I'm shook and I'm thinking, because I'm thinking, if you like this, you know what you said to yourself, right? Like, you know you gotta do this.
Yep.
So I play it and then it's the first intro for season 1.
So sick.
And I was like, what is this? Like, what the heck?
It was so sick.
I was like, what is this? And then I was like, and I just remember messaging her saying that, yeah, that's it then. I've got to do it. And literally, that's how it started. Literally.
Amazing.
I searched for a camera and then bought it. No, so when I bought the camera, so I had the intro, but I was still a bit like, it's there. But I said, if I buy this camera, you're about to spend like 500 plus on this camera. And this was student loans time.
Damn.
I'm about to use my student loan on this camera. I said, you know what? If I buy this camera, you actually cannot, like you have to do it.
Yeah.
And when it came, I said, okay, that's it.
And then you just started. So it became almost like just Snapchat, but vlogs.
Literally. Cool. Like, that's like my vlogs are like, I don't want to call it like a diary. That's bare cheesy, but that's essentially what it is. Because, like, I find myself sitting down watching my old vlogs from like random stuff that I did. So I remember I watched my Disneyland vlog the other day. Cause I was like, oh, I want to go to Disney. Let me watch it and see how much fun I had. And it's like you can relive it again. So it's kind of like my diary, but 11,000 people watch it.
Yeah,
which is like pressure. Wow.
That is pressure.
So,
and is it like, did you have an idea of what you wanted to actually shoot when you started?
I knew what I didn't want to shoot.
I knew
I didn't want to do makeup. I wasn't going to sit down and tell you how to do your hair.
Because you felt like that was saturated.
Yeah. I wasn't going to sit down and tell you how to do your makeup. I wasn't going to do all of that stuff. I knew that I wanted to vlog my life and I wanted to show the people in my life, even though everyone wasn't on board straight away, which is another story. But, you know, I knew that I just wanted to show my life. That's all I wanted to do. Like, yeah, literally.
Dope. So I had a couple of questions. I thought, do you wanna?
How long have you been on YouTube?
It's coming up to 3 years. Not
3 years. How has YouTube changed your life?
People stop me in public.
Jeez.
I can't. Do you know what? It's so weird. Bang, like bang. When.
That's mad.
Like, do you know? Like back in the day. So I've got a resting B face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't smile when I'm walking. Don't mean I'm unhappy.
Yeah.
I just don't know how to multitask. So if I focus on walking or I focus on smiling, like I can't do both.
Can't be happy and look
I'm
happy.
I'm telling
at
you.
The
so like, I remember the time when it hit me was when I was walking in Stratford one time, my friend, and then just like a group of black girls kept looking at me, and in my head I'm thinking, why are these girls staring at me?
What?
And my instinct is to screw them and kind of keep it moving. But I said, Simi, you know people in London actually watch your vlogs. And you know London is very small.
Yeah.
And they came up to me and then one of the guys was like, oh yeah, Simi, you know, we watch your vlogs. And I was like, oh my gosh, people actually.
Wow.
Like, so in the sense where it's like, I can't, when I go out, I'm very mindful of my facial expressions.
Yeah.
I don't have a poker face. So I'm very mindful of, you know, if I see someone that's staring at me, my natural instinct is to be like, what are you looking at? But now I just have to smile. Mm. And even if they don't know me, it's just nice to be a nice person.
Yeah,
so just,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Just to smile.
So just to smile. And more times, they just probably recognize me from my channel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that. And also, just, I don't know, it comes with like, it doesn't come with extra pressure, but it's like, I'm not just, like my life is just not my life. And it's my life, but it's not just my life. So I'm very mindful of that. Okay, when I do stuff, I have to remember to record them because I have to share it with people.
Sure.
So I don't, I still have moments where it's like, okay, I'm going to take time for myself. If I'm doing something, if I'm out with someone, I don't always have to vlog it. But 9 times out of 10, I vlog everything I do. So in a sense where it's like, can't just live your life kind of thing.
Mm.
You have to remember that, okay, to me, you've got a vlog to put up on Monday. So make sure you record something, even if it's just like 5 minutes, make sure you record something. And like for normal people, that's not a normal thing. Walking in the street with your camera in your hand is not a normal thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's my life now. That's what I have to do. So for some people, it kind of seems like, oh, you don't have a life. Like that's a bit too much. But for me, it's what I chose and I enjoy it. So I don't even mind.
I like being on the vlogs as well, to be honest.
I know you do.
Whenever I love being on the vlogs.
Yeah. Do you know what? Yeah, next time. No, the last time I was on it, I didn't have a shape up. But from now on, every single one I'm on, I must have a shape up. I must.
There's something about that camera. It captures you well.
Yeah,
like, you
think, right,
do I look like that? Like,
I can't even lie. Yeah, you didn't capture me well on the last one. You know when we went to Nando's? But that's my fault because I'm fat in it. So like, you just caught my stomach. I was like, wow.
I don't remember.
Wow. I was like, this is looking mad.
I don't even remember.
I was wearing my pink shirt. I'll never forget.
You captured my stomach.
Mad.
Wow.
But it's calm. It's fine.
You see the cover trouble.
I was like, this is your own fault. It's your own fault.
One wake up call.
So going back quickly, you said that your family weren't really on board with you vlogging initially.
It's not even like they weren't on board. So it's my mum that was, obviously it's just my mum and my siblings. Mm-hmm. So my mum was kind of like, what's this YouTube thing? She didn't really get it. She didn't really understand. Why am I like, why are you walking around with a camera and then like sitting down for hours? Obviously them times I'm a rookie and I'm using Windows Movie Maker to try and edit. So I'm there for hours, literally just trying to cut, chop, paste.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like, what is this thing? And then it wasn't until she got stopped.
I was just about to ask that.
She got stopped. So she was in Brixton Market one day and then she was walking with one of her colleagues and one of her colleagues met up with her daughter. Then they were walking away and then the woman called her back and then she was like, oh, do you have a daughter called Simi?
Wow.
And then my mom's like, yeah. And she's like, oh yeah, my daughter is a big fan of... Yeah. And then mom was like, wow.
Wow.
Another time, someone randomly shouted to my mom, Yasimi.
Yasimi! Yasimi!
Mom was like, what?
What does that mean?
Simi's mom.
Yasimi's mom.
That's what I call her. Yeah.
Mother of Simi. Yeah.
Yeah, so someone randomly shouted that to her. She was like, what? So initially it's like you're kind of, and she said it herself, the reason why she was kind of skeptical is because you're putting your life out there.
Yeah.
People are always going to talk. People are always going to say a lot of things. Like there's so many things that I haven't shared on my channel that people like there's so many things about my life. Like I'm sure Mike, you know, some of the things that I haven't shared on my channel because I'm just, you have to keep certain things private.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And my mum is a very private person, which is why she wasn't like, you know, like on board straight away. And my friends as well, it wasn't like they didn't want to support me, but it's like they just didn't get what I was doing. Yeah. Like they didn't understand, why am I walking on Sundays? Why have I got the camera after church, after service, just trying to put, and it's like you're putting the camera in front of my face, what am I meant to do? But now
me, I'll just dance.
I love the camera.
Do you think that
I'll just dance.
Do you think that it was more of a concern, or do you think it was like a, like, what are you doing? What?
I think for my mum and my family, I think it was a concern. For my friend, it was kind of like, what are you doing?
Like, where is this going?
Where's this going?
Yeah.
Where's and it's like, like, honestly, like, when it's like, even though I said the story and people were like, oh, yeah, you should start a channel, there's people that told me that, I don't forget, there's one particular person, he was like, I don't really see this.
I don't really see this,
like, popping, like, what do you mean I'm going to vlog your life? And I remember him saying that, I just thought, you know what, it's fine. It's
funny,
cool.
You in it.
In it. And he actually came back to me to apologise when, like, one time he apologised and was like, I honestly didn't think this would, you know, like, pop for you, but you've actually proved me wrong. And I thought...
well, you know.
Won't he do it?
Yeah, I would apologize if I was to say something.
Yeah,
like that,
but you know what? Yeah. It's like, it's human nature. Like people are always gonna say how they feel, and people feel entitled to say what they think in the name of, I'm just being honest, or sure, I'm just keeping it real. So, like, people, like my friends, definitely were a bit like, this, I don't really get it. Mm. But now it's like, I will go out to like a party or something and I will hardly have my camera.
Right.
Like Shaya's birthday, I think I don't half of the scenes from that vlog I didn't vlog it because everyone had my camera and they were just vlogging
and taking
because they
it.
Just people, they just enjoy it because they know that, okay, this is actually a thing. Mm-hmm. And like they get stopped, like people notice them and be like, oh yeah, I saw you in Simi's vlog, and they like that.
That's
and
right.
I don't mind, I'm fine with that. So but it's just initially it was kind of like, you know, what's she doing?
Yeah. And was that discouragement, like, was it massively discouraging for you, or were you like, nah, I know what I'm doing?
It wasn't massively discouraging. But it was just kind of like, okay, you know, is this gonna... And when you're seeing your numbers rise slowly, I remember when I got 100 subscribers, I remember when I got 500. Like, when you're seeing your numbers just rise slowly, it's kind of like,
I remember you, like, and you celebrated at each mark.
You have to.
See it, literally.
And it's them ones where it's like, at the time I started it, I wouldn't say I was alone, but I didn't have like all my friends were in seasons where it's like someone, like my best friend had final exams, so she couldn't like, you know, always help me or like motivate me. Like, I was just alone in that period, and it was one of them things where it's like I had to be my own cheerleader, like literally. So I had to. It's like if you're not gonna big yourself up, who else is gonna do it? You actually can't wait for someone to put you on and make you feel like you're the ish. Like you have to. So I celebrated when I got 500. When I got 1,000, I was so happy, like literally happy. Mm. And then fast forward, it just
So okay, just to go back a little bit now, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So before you actually started your YouTube channel, you were working on films. Because you used to work with Josh Bridge. Mm-hmm, you did Handle with Care.
Mm-hmm. You actually, I didn't work with. I didn't work on Handle with Care. I wasn't hands on because I was in final year.
Okay.
But with Squeeze. With Squeeze, I was,
from the auditions process and stuff like that.
Didn't Squeeze have the guy from Brothers with No Game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isaac. I forgot his name.
Yeah.
Asic.
Isaac. Did you say
Isaac?
Isaac. Yeah.
Because you call yourself a part-time creative. But then when we've had discussions about being a creative, you're like, I'm not like a fully
I'm
creative.
Not,
but so how did you get like involved in that? And what does being a part-time creative look like?
So the reason I got involved with the whole Squeeze and helping Josh and stuff like that is because Josh is my very, very good mate. So it's like, if you're doing
big up Josh and the creative Juice
big up
podcast.
Josh Bridge, J-Bridge one time.
Creative Juice podcast. But
yeah.
Like I got involved with that because that's my friend. So I'm going to help my friends wherever I can. So the reason I call myself as a part-time creative because by like trade, quote, quote, I'm a scientist. Like I studied biomedical science. Mm. I have a very analytical brain. I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing, but I am doing it. Mm. And because I have a lot of creative friends, I feel like I'm not a creative. Yeah, I'm not like that.
I know how you feel, man.
Do you know what I mean? Like I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm not dedicated to the craft because I'm very dedicated to my vlog, but I'm not dedicated to the grinds. Like some of these creators are, you know, like a creative can see like that wall with those three lines and it will see something. I see a wall with scratches on it.
Yeah, I see a giant Wolverine.
You see? Can you see? I'm not dedicated to the craft, which is why I call myself a part-time creative. Yeah. And it's like a lot of the things that I do, even the way I edit, I'm very systematic with it. Mm. So it's a process, you know, I import, I do things logically because that's just the way my brain is set up.
Sure.
I've been programmed, quote, quote, to analyze stuff. So that's how I work with everything I do. And it's taken me a long time to kind of, okay, be Simi, you know, just flow, let it flow. Just be, literally with everything I do, I'm a very organized
by the book
My personality type. Shout out to Myers Briggs.
Oh, I love Myers Briggs.
So my personality.
What are you? What are you?
ESFJ.
Oh, you're ESFJ.
I'm an ESFJ.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. So we do things by the book.
Yeah, you
we
do.
We don't like.
You do.
We like structure. Yes. We don't like.
Yes.
We can't just go with the flow. And that's how I am.
That's an interesting personality. Yeah, that is almost like a part-time creative personality
exactly,
when you deep
it's
it.
Like, I can go with the flow sometimes,
but there needs to be structure.
There needs to be structure.
Whereas some creators, it's just like, oh, let's go
I
with
can
the wind.
Do stuff,
just
man.
Wake
yeah.
up. Just wake,
yeah.
up, wake up, and you don't know what you're gonna do today.
Yeah.
I need to like from the minute I woke up. No, from last night, I knew what time I was gonna wake up to edit, to finish my edit. I knew what time I had to get in the shower by, so I'd be ready in time, so I could leave the house in time.
But you're still late today.
No, but the funny thing is, I actually do that same thing. I know what time I'm gonna wake up. I know what time I'm gonna start getting ready. Like that's why I'm always like.
Do you know when I noticed that about Simi? That when we went for Nando's, and she was telling me, oh, I'm gonna book in the time, like she's gonna schedule her time. I was like, wow, like
celebrity. Wow, David. It's not even that. It's just that I have to.
She hasn't got time for us peasants.
Wow,
that's
don't
it, man.
Even say that. I've always got time for you. I've always got time for y'all. But it's like I need to know what I'm doing. I don't know how to go with the flow. But my best friends. So I've got two best friends, and one is she's Denise. She's very she's like me. Very. What time are we meeting? What are we doing? Okay. Like what we like very rarely we go with the flow. When we go with the flow, it's like a big thing for us. Like it's like Denise would be like,
oh my god,
Simi,
I'm
you,
sure
are
we're
you
doing
free?
This.
What are you doing? And even without going with further structure, because she knows on Sunday, we can't go. Could we do this thing where we go for chicken and milkshake runs?
Okay.
So we just go to Tinsel. She lives near me. She's like 5 minutes away from me.
Okay.
So I'll pick her up. We'll go to Tinsel Town, get milkshake, then we go and buy chicken. And then that's enough for me. You know, I like chicken.
Yeah, we do.
But even that, there's a structure because she knows on Sunday, you can't text me and do a chicken and cake run because I'm editing.
Right.
So
right.
Even with my free, but my other friend, he's very. Go with the, you know, like, and I'm just like,
who's that other best friend?
Thomason, my other friend Thomason.
Oh, okay.
So he just goes with the flow.
Okay.
And I can't.
Okay. I hear that.
So, yeah.
So it was more because those films did really well, like Josh Britt.
Yeah,
like
Josh's films did really well.
Yeah.
Big up him. The thing with Josh is that he works very hard, but I don't think people realize how hard he works because. We live in a generation where it's like, if you're not bragging about it, if you're not showing it, people think you're not doing it.
Honestly, I always say, if it's not on social media, it didn't happen.
Exactly. Literally, if you don't post about it, it doesn't happen. But with him, he actually genuinely works very hard. Like, I see it firsthand. which is why it would it had no choice but to do well.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Dope.
Okay, I want to talk about monetization of YouTube because I'm out here trying to collect some coins. You know, like I'm working for the man right now, 9 to 5, and I'm just trying to do stuff on the side. You know, my side hustles to make some money. And of course, for a while now, YouTubers, well, you know, some well-known YouTubers have been are known to, you know, make a very good living off YouTube. Mm. So I want to know, as a famous YouTuber yourself, I want to know what's the piece saying? What's the piece saying?
Well, gotta talk to my lawyer.
You gotta talk to your lawyer.
The thing is, you have to. Every YouTuber will tell you, you do not make money off ads alone, like off your YouTube views. It's impossible unless you are getting a million hits. Unless you're
each
like
video kind of
per
thing,
video, yeah. And I know a guy like that in New York, Casey Neistat.
His videos
get millions, really? A million without fail. And he will, like, there was a period where he vlogged every day, a million by the next day.
Oh my gosh.
A million. So imagine how much you're making.
What does he do?
It was a vlogger.
Normal vlog.
Yeah, but now he works for CNN.
But he's a businessman as well. So every YouTuber will tell you that you can't make money off your views alone unless you're in the millions. But the way you make money is that you have your AdSense, you have affiliate links, you have brand partnerships, brand deals. Mm-hmm. So you get paid to like do stuff. You get paid to attend events. Like I went to a Starbucks event the other day. I got paid to go.
Really? Ooh.
You get paid to just go to... Like, event, do you know what I mean? Like, you just get paid to do stuff.
Bought me
you
a
have
thousand.
To do is,
Bought me £1,000. I won't pay you back.
Amen. 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 One day. But it's like, you, like these people, like people, I think people forget that a lot of these companies have big marketing budgets.
Yes.
And because of the way this life is, they know that influencers, content creators, have more of a reach, more of a personal reach than actual celebrities because we're a bit more humble because we realise that we're actually not lit like that. Like, we're lit, but we're not celebs. So we keep it a little bit humble, you know. So, you know, if someone...
You guys are more underground. Like, you're more like...
We're ground level,
yeah.
Where celebs is like, what you guys are up there,
up
we can't
there
touch
we can't,
you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's why a lot of companies are willing to invest into content creators, YouTubers, bloggers and stuff because they know that okay, if we post something on Instagram, someone might see it. Or if we like, I've spoken about products on even my Snapchat, and people have messaged me and been like, okay, what shade did you say it was in? Like people,
and it's like, well, if I'm gonna tell you, I should be getting a little
exactly. Something so I'm
this.
Very tactical.
You know I mean,
with who I talk about in my vlog because y'all ain't cutting me a check.
Wow.
Y'all ain't cutting me a check. Yeah.
You know,
hey, but I like Simi, you know,
because YouTube is only like, don't they take like 50% of your?
I don't even know how much
income.
It is.
I just remember hearing something mad. Like
it's a mad. It's
they
a,
make
mad
a mad cut. Like you get like 55%.
Yeah,
like
yeah, I think that's what it is. Like it's not like we don't get that much, and considering how much we earn, and even you think about your ads, you get paid per 1,000 ads. And remember, everyone
per
has
views.
Yeah, no, per 1,000 ads.
What do you mean, like?
So like. You can someone can click on your video,
yeah,
and an ad will show at the side.
Yep,
ad will show on thing on the screen. You can skip it. Mm-hmm. You cannot. Mm-hmm. You can let it play stuff like that. You get paid per thousands of ads that
get shown.
Yeah,
wow.
So it won't be like one video. It could be you could have 3 ads on like one video. Is that
you could like, because some you can put ads in between. Yeah, you can put ads between your videos as well. You can put ads at the end.
I see.
Put ads in different periods.
Yeah. If you let it play,
yeah,
then
you get
does
the money.
Person get more money for how long?
Yeah, because for viewership.
Right.
So attention span, like
attention
they,
span.
Yeah. So they know how long. So if I, so what I do, cause I know the game innit. So what I do, if I like someone, if I like someone and they've got ads, I'll watch it. I'll just let it play.
Yeah, just let it play.
Because I know that okay, this person's trying hard. Let me let them get a few coins.
If you're listening, when you're watching Simi's,
let the ads play.
Let the ad play.
Just go make yourself a cup of tea,
and then come back.
But it's like you have to take in consideration people have ad blocker.
Oh yeah,
I got ad blocker, but not on my phone. So I watch the ads. Don't worry.
So you don't like you don't get paid for ad blocker. You don't get paid like. So it's like.
So
wait,
how would you?
EOP,
so how would you? How would you get around that? Because I have ad blocker on my laptop.
Just watch it on like Safari.
Oh okay, okay, okay.
So
it's Google Chrome. Like.
Google Chrome, you can do it. Safari, you can't block ads.
Yeah.
Okay. So just watch it on Safari or something like that.
Okay, okay.
Or you can pause ads. You can pause ad blocker.
You know, I'm gonna pause ad blocker from now on for you.
Make sure.
Yeah.
But so yeah, it's like that's how you get money, but you have to, with YouTube, you have to have multiple streams to actually make a living off it.
Sure.
You can't just have one stream and think you can survive. There's no way. There's no way. It can't work.
No way.
You actually have to have multiple streams. So, and the bigger you get, you have more of a right to be able to say, okay, if I'm going to talk about this, you need to pay me.
Right.
So, if I'm going to tweet about something, you need to pay me. If I'm going to post something on Instagram, you need to pay me because this is the amount of people that will see it.
Okay.
And it's like, you have to... As much as YouTube is fun and games, if you want this to be your living, you have to be very business-minded when it comes to it. And I'm not naturally business-minded, so I've had to take L's and do things for people, do things for company. Like, you do things, you take a product for free and think that's enough. That's not enough. That's not going to pay my phone bill.
Nah.
You're going to give me skinny tea. Yeah. That's not going to pay my phone bill. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But so you have to know how to be business-minded, know how to negotiate, know how to when to say no as well. Initially, I would say yes to everything because it's like, oh my gosh, someone's actually emailing me. But now it's like, I pick and choose who I want to work with.
Dope.
And I'm not even, and I don't even think that I'm the sickest YouTuber because my numbers, I think my numbers are very humble. Mm-hmm. I'm learning to live my truth and to know that, okay, Simi, you've actually achieved a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But in the league of things, there are people that have way more subscribers than me. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you need to charge how much you're worth because you're just like, oh, you know, it's fine because I've only got 11,000. I'll do this for free. You're doing that. People will just take the mic and just, you won't realize how much revenue you can earn from it. And there's people that have less subscribers than me that are making money.
Yeah.
So it's literally about just being very business minded.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Dope.
Okay.
And dope. when it comes to how does a corporation approach you? Like, what do they do? Do they email?
They usually email. So they usually just send an email.
Okay.
Email's the best way because I don't really respond to like DMs.
Sliding in your DMs.
Doesn't make sense to me. Like someone like
Do they do that though?
Yeah, like someone DM'd me on Insta saying that they wanted to invite me to an event and I was so confused because they wanted me to buy a ticket but they still wanted me to come.
Are you crazy?
And I was so baffled and I thought, wait, Simi, are you being a bit bougie?
That's not bougie.
If they're inviting you to come, they want you to come.
It was so weird and it was in it's like that's the most unprofessional way to do it.
Yeah. But, free entry at least at the very
we got free entry to an event but we didn't go to it.
Yeah, I remember.
Wow. We're fools.
Yeah, no. Wow. We choose who we want to work with.
Wow.
Or we just miss emails.
Or we just miss emails.
But anyway.
But so they usually email me, and even with my email, like I don't say yes to every email because I know, you just know when someone is sending you a mass email and when someone actually watches you and knows what you're about.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I kind of filter through it is by how they greet me. So if they say hi and then my name, then I'm gonna continue reading. If it's just like hi, content creator, I know you're not.
Yes, yeah. You've copied and pasted this, and you're just
Ten other people got this.
Yeah.
If they say hey, that's it. I might still read a bit, but it's just about what they say in the email and how they approach me, what they say, what they're offering me, what they want me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Some people ask for the most and think you're gonna do it for free.
I swear.
People will ask for
like what?
So this company asked me to advertise like a hair tool. I was like, fine. I didn't mind doing it for free because I actually needed that hair tool and I didn't want to buy it. So I was about to get it for free.
Yeah.
And it would have even been better than what I would have bought. So I'll do that for free. But they were asking for too much. Make a dedicated video. Put our company name in the title. I said, whoa.
Tell me what to do.
Tell me how to. Because I don't believe in. I believe in, you know, working with company and doing sponsored posts because I have to eat. I have to make money.
Yes.
But if it goes against what my channel's about, you're going to know that I'm getting
that you're
paid.
You're selling out.
Because
you're sly about it as well. Like, you do it really well, even with your Instagram posts.
Because I don't even notice.
You'll do like, I love this, da, 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 whatever. But you put like hashtag ad at the very last like hashtag because you don't want it to be like
to add in your face. You want people to actually read it.
Yeah, when you went to America and you're looking for like a specific foundation. I remember you went out there, you're like, I'm looking for this specific foundation, but you didn't get it though. But I can't remember the name.
Was that an ad though?
I can't remember.
That was
like
an ad.
It was not an ad, wasn't it?
There you go, we don't know what's an ad and what's not, boy.
I was really dead because they didn't cut me a check.
They didn't cut you a check.
would you
never found it.
Exactly.
Would you ever sign with a social media influencer agency?
Yes, like get management.
Yeah.
Yeah. So beforehand, people actually don't know this, but I used to be signed to a network.
Oh really?
When I had like 1,000 subscribers,
I swear.
I got signed to a network. I got roped in. I tell everyone, never do it. Don't do it.
Tin boy.
Don't do wits unless your numbers are high and you can negotiate.
Come open that one up.
Because
for us a bit more,
one thing I realized, our Santa network, that they should not be named. Actually, I'm going to tell you guys, but you guys
put. Okay, we won't put it on.
We can bleep it.
They're like the second or third biggest network MCN think channel out there.
Okay.
So they approached me, had a couple meetings. They're based in. I was having Skype meetings like every week.
They gassed you, didn't they?
It wasn't even like they gassed me, but it's like what they offered me was okay at the time.
Okay.
It was 70-30.
Okay.
I would get okay. 70, they get 30.
Okay.
They're offering me like platforms that will help me optimize my videos, offering me a website that I have like access to thousands of music that you can monetize. You know, you won't get in trouble for it.
Okay.
Dope. They offered me all these things like, you know, you're going to have assistants, we're going to promote you, we're going to do all that kind of stuff.
Sounds
and
good.
At the time, when you only have 1,000 subscribers, you don't really have that much to lose until I started blowing up.
Right.
And I started getting like 1,000 subscribers in like a month, in like 2 weeks. I remember there was like, it was around March last year. I got like 1,000 subscribers in like 2 weeks, right, or like a week or something crazy like that. Mm. And I was like, whoa, you guys are taking a bit too much of my coins right now. But I was signing to a 1-year contract.
Okay.
So I had to follow it through. Mm. I signed in like September and I had to wait. So imagine I'm blowing up in summer.
Oh, and they're just taking
all that
coins.
Money is just going.
Yeah.
So I had to... Literally, as soon as September came, I wrote my email. I was like,
"Look, I don't think we
guys, you guys have been great. You haven't, but you guys have been because there's no communication. They don't communicate with you. They don't do anything. It's like they only really care about the YouTubers that are making them serious money.
Sure.
But they try to recruit all these smaller YouTubers
in the hope that they will when they get
big. Because it accumulates. Because think about it, you can recruit one YouTuber that can earn you a certain amount of money, but you can recruit 20 YouTubers that are small that could earn you around the same amount.
Mm.
So you're obviously gonna recruit more of the smaller ones, and as well as trying to get the big ones.
Yeah,
but that's what they do. They like to try and just don't do it.
Mad.
But now that I've grown and stuff, I do wanna sign to management and stuff like that because I feel like it's easier to get brand deals because they have access.
They have the connections.
They have the connects. They know all the PR companies. Do you know what I mean? They have. They have the connects. So
you're looking right now, basically.
Yeah, it's in the works. Things are in the works.
That's good.
So
yeah,
all will be revealed very soon.
Dope. Because there was this I can't remember the guys' names, but there's this company that they basically use YouTube influencers and link them with brands, and they've created like.
I know what I'm talking about.
This social media influencing thing is popping up. I'm just seeing it everywhere on my Insta. Yeah. Suddenly, everybody's got their professional DSLR cameras and are doing Nike and all of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
like, everyone's jumping on this content creator.
Yeah, wave.
But one thing I always tell people is that from the outside, it looks glamorous. You look like I look like I get paid to just walk around and just live my life. Mm. It's hard work. Like, it's actually hard work. And when people come to me, so many people have come to me and been like, I want to start a vlog channel. What camera do I buy? What software do I use? People don't understand that I work my way up. I'll tell someone that, oh yeah, I use Final Cut Pro. How much is it? £200. Okay, I'm going to go and buy it. Chill. Work with Windows Movie Maker. Mm. Work with iMovie first. Mm. Work your way up. Get a basic camera, work your way up. But people want to jump in and buy all this equipment straight away. And then you don't follow it through. Like, after a year, you're not making videos.
This is it.
I don't even own lights. I don't own lights.
Really?
No. I don't own lights.
What do you use? You're like, just window natural lighting?
Yeah, like, I've learned how to position myself so that I have the best lighting possible. Yeah. I only film during the day.
Dope.
When I film, I sit down and I only do it during the day.
Okay.
Like, I don't own lights. I haven't bought lights. I've just learned how to make use of it. It's not that I don't want to buy lights.
No. One question, where are you getting your hair from to me? Because you know that International Women's Day video? I was like, wow, see me looking fleeky here.
It's that American water.
American water.
But I filmed that when I was in America, so you know that water is different.
The water is different there, man.
The water is different.
I was like, geez, glistening right Peerless now,
hair,
you know?
Peerless Hair, my favourite hair company.
Okay.
Actually, to be fair, I got 3 favourite hair companies. Peerless Hair, Coco's Emporium, and Sparkle's Hair Consultants.
Are they cutting the check?
They're cutting the checks, honey.
Okay.
So,
okay.
We can talk about them. We can talk about them.
Talk about them. Now that love's taking over, I'm 100% sure that it's here to stay.
Forgetting your man's long. Most tuxes, I had trouble getting the pants on. And I know things run through your head when your man's gone. I come home, how you say, better than Cameron. You upsetting they plans on, getting they chance on, getting they hands on.
The hardest thing about doing YouTube?
The hardest thing is that I can sometimes I can't just live my life.
That's what I was gonna say.
I have to always be conscious of you need to keep your private life private,
yeah,
and keep your public life public. Like I have to actively decide what I want to choose to share and what I don't want to share.
Yeah.
So there's certain, like my best friend, both my best friends actually, they don't, they like to vlog, they like being in the vlog, but they don't always like being in the vlog, and I have to respect that. So I can't always vlog when I go out with them because they don't want to be in it. Or I will vlog and then like he'll be right next to me and I can't. Then also like relationships, if I'm talking to someone, if I'm seeing, do you know what I mean? Like I have to, I'm very private when it comes to relationships because I'm just kind of like skeptical. I don't want to put someone out there and then like a couple months down the line, we're not together anymore. That's dead. I don't ever want anyone to have access
that's
like
mad,
that.
You know? It's dead. I wonder how people do that. Mm. You know, those relationship vlogs. Like, what if you break up?
I could do it when I'm married. Like I've always said that.
Because there's a covenant in place.
Can you imagine if you're married, yeah, you got a YouTube channel and then you get divorced and it's like,
it's happened.
What do you do
it's
with
happened.
A YouTube
it's
channel?
Happened. It's happened.
That's mad.
It's like, so even my relationship is like, there's been times where I still like, if I know I have to vlog, I'll do it. There's been times that I've been out and I'm with someone. I'm still gonna vlog. I just won't show him. So it's like you just have to be tactical. And so that's pressure. It's like knowing what to keep private, knowing what to keep public. knowing that, okay, if I go out somewhere, someone might know you. So you have to kind of not act right. Because I'm not a public figure. I'm no one's role model.
That's what, right. I'm I was not, just about to say, what do you feel about that role model
me.
Thing?
Don't follow me because I chat crap sometimes. I really do. I talk nonsense. Yeah. And I got a little attitude problem. So actually, yeah, don't follow me.
Simi's got road rage as well, man.
And I got road rage.
Simi's got road rage.
So don't follow me because I'm not the best role model, but. Mm.
But you're just you.
But that's pressure. It's like people looking up to you and say, so like my weight loss video is like my biggest video.
We're going to get to that.
That comes with pressure.
Yeah.
Like people have watched this video. 400,000 people have watched it. And it's like they're watching and seeing that, okay, this is how you live a certain way. And I now go, I don't eat unhealthy. Like, I don't even eat McDonald's. I haven't eaten McDonald's in this whole 2017. I think it's trash. So like I'm very, I eat healthy, but I have my days where I just want to eat a burger. Yeah. Like I like burgers. Yeah. I just want to eat.
Perfectly
but normal. It's like, you have to remember that, Simi. Remember you're the girl that did a weight loss video motivating how many thousands of people.
You did it without the gym, innit?
I did it without the gym. So I still worked out, but I mean, clickbait.
How much weight did you
clickbait. Huh? How much weight? Mm. 50 pounds? 50 Whoa.
Kg. 50 no,
kg.
50 kg. Whoa.
Also, yeah.
Wait,
that's a lot.
Wait. I used to be like 95.
Okay.
Okay, not 50. It's been like 95, pushing 100. Mm-hmm. And I went to like 60.
Okay. 60, so 60. 30, what's that? 35,
40. 30, okay, 35, 40. So it's 50 pounds.
50 pounds, whatever.
But in kgs, like.
Okay.
So yeah.
That was a big video for you. That was like over 400.
I didn't
want to
do it. I dulled with that video. I didn't want to do it. I was like,
it was something you was contemplating for a while.
Ages, because I was like, oh my god.
Because people wanted to know. Like, I remember even seeing like your Insta, even going back. Do you still have old pictures of yourself?
I think I deleted it off my Insta, but I have them on my phone and like, okay. I have all my old iPhone pictures. And seeing some of those pictures is like, wow, you're actually really big.
Bam, you lost so much weight.
And then it's like, all of a sudden, you just
looking like a snack now, boy. like a snack.
No, but so I went to America, I like chicken. I don't understand why chicken makes me gain weight, but it clearly it does.
We got chicken here right now.
I know, and I'm just not going to eat it. I'm just really looking at it, but I'm going to stick to the grapes and the water. But that comes with extra pressure because it's like people are always kind of watching what you're doing.
Yeah.
People want to know what you're eating all the time. People want to... That's the pressure. People want to know who gives you the hair, what foundation you're using, what clothes you're wearing, where did you get your trainers from?
People want to be like Simi.
I wouldn't say they want to be like me because I'm not anything lit. I'm just Simi. I never want to ever feel like I'm the ish because I'm not.
Okay.
Like, God can humble me tomorrow and make me like clap down just size 22. I mean, overnight, it probably isn't possible, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like, people are very interested in what you're doing, and I don't know why, but that's just what it is.
Yeah.
So I can Insta this outfit right now, and someone's gonna want to know where I got the jacket from. It's my sister. This is not mine.
Right.
But do you know what I mean? People want to know.
Your sister's got swag as well.
She's
this is cool, man.
Yeah, she's very cool. She's cooler than me.
Yeah.
She should start her own as well.
I think she's contemplating doing natural hair.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. Okay. We'll see.
You took a little bit of a YouTube break as well.
Just gonna ask about that. Yeah.
Okay, you took a little bit of a YouTube break.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was a gap of a couple weeks where we didn't see any vlogs or whatever, and you kind of came off socials.
I even messaged you. I said, "Where are you?"
Yeah, I was like, "What's going on?" Like, I know you're doing break, but like, are you okay? Why was that?
Because YouTube takes a lot out of you. Doing this takes a lot out of you because you. Give, and then it's like, I'm tired, I'm like exhausted. Mm. Especially when there's a lot of things going on in your private life, there's a lot that was happening at the time, and I was just like, I cannot, something has to give, I actually need time myself. And also I feel like it's very healthy to kind of detach from social media because it can become an unhealthy obsession. You're just scrolling before you go to bed, you're scrolling. When you wake up, you're scrolling before you even open your Bible, like, what are you doing?
Big man thing,
and
yeah.
That's what it is, so it's like, I always feel like I have to take regular breaks. Not even regular breaks, but I need time to kind of detach myself and actually just be Simi.
Yeah.
And obviously, because I do vlogs, I can never just be Simi because I will go out, someone will see me. But just knowing that I'm not putting anything on social and I'm just doing my thing and I don't have to think, oh, Simi, you haven't picked up the camera today. that's it's a good feeling. Yeah. And I don't like saying it because I feel like people might think I don't enjoy doing YouTube because I love it. It's the best thing ever. But just as you work a 9-to-5, you need to have holiday.
Exactly what I was going
to
say.
As you do vlogs, you need to have holiday. So, because exactly when I go on holiday, I have to share it.
Yeah.
People, you guys can go on holiday and just do your holiday. I have to go on holiday and think, okay, Simi, you're going to do, so I go to America and think, okay, Simi, you're tired, you haven't slept, but you need to make sure you're getting angles so that when you vlog or when you put it together, when you edit it. So as I'm doing stuff, I'm always thinking about how I'm going to edit it.
Right.
That's just how my brain works now. Yeah. And to some people that you're thinking, this is not the life, but for me, that's the life I chose and that's the life I like.
This is the life I chose.
Because people, and one thing I've realised that people make YouTube seem like such a bad thing, or the fact that you're online, people make it seem like, bro, how can you do that? I could never do that. I could never share my life, blah, 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 blah. Then that's why you're not doing it, and that's why I'm doing it. And it's no shade, but it's like, stop knocking people for what they enjoy doing. Let people enjoy things. Let people do what they want to do.
Yep.
And I feel like we live in a generation where it's like, if you don't understand it, then you can't like it. Like, if I don't get that Afro likes a certain thing, then it must not be a thing.
I like Igbo girls.
Live. So, what do you want people to... When people watch your vlogs, what do you want them to take away? What is the thing that you want? Because obviously this is a platform, and you're sharing your life. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be like role model is a bit of a strong word. Yeah. But you're just being Simi.
I'm just being me, just doing me.
Is there an element of I want to inspire young girls to do this or?
Yes. So I do videos where I want to inspire people. Like there's things that. So
it's not just vlogs. It's not just vlogs. You have your subject matter.
I do other videos. So I did a video on. Being an ugly friend, because when I was growing up, I was very insecure. I didn't think I was. I didn't get guys. Nobody spoke to me. Like MSN, you'd be trying to log in and out to try and get some attention. He ain't messaging me.
I'm finished.
The first guy I ever liked said I was ugly. Like.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the guys don't waste man now. I get guys now. Don't clap for me.
Show them.
But it's like. I've gone through stuff as a girl and I feel like people do not keep it real. And even that video, I did not want to do it, but I just said I had to do it because there was a time that people were messaging me saying, you know, you're so pretty, like how do you do something? You guys, I'm just like, guys, I wake up some days and I don't want to put makeup on because I just feel like, ugh. And I just feel like I don't, as much as I like to do my hair, I like to stunt, I like to dress nice, I like to wear sunglasses even when it's winter. I just like to do that. I have my days where it's just like, I don't feel great today. I just feel like rubbish. And I feel like people are so used to scrolling on social media and seeing all these girls look pretty, not seeing that they've taken 100 photos to get that one photo. And even then they've had to edit on Facetune and VS Code.
Oh, like, wow. I know about VS Code. I didn't know about Facetune.
I'm telling you the keys, honey.
All right.
Facetune.
Right. So it's like people see stuff and there's part of me that feels that I have two little sisters. Mm. So I'm always in big sister mode. It's just, it's natural for me.
Sure.
And I have, even outside of my actual blood sisters, I have a lot of young girls that I talk to that I'm just friends with. And it's like, I have a duty to kind of put you on the straight and narrow, in a sense. Awesome. So it's like, they know that they can talk to me, but I'm still fun to me. I still like do my thing or whatever. So some of my videos do reflect the fact that I have to do that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'll do like a weight loss video. That's why I'll do a chatty get ready with me talking about, oh yeah, I've lost some friends last year. Or
real topics.
Real topics, like keep it real. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I'm still going to show you that, oh yeah, I went to America for a month and I ate lots and I did this and I did that. Do you know what I mean? Just have to mix it up a bit. Mm. So yeah.
So just to round up, mm-hmm. what's next for Simi?
Trying to make money and shine.
Hey,
you guys know what
you
my
know that's quote, you know. Make money and shine.
That's my motto for this 24th year of my life. Don't make money and shine. No, honestly, I'm just trying to grow Simi Allsmiles as a brand. Like I do it full time now.
Yeah,
it's become my full time job. So I'm trying to grow it as a brand. Trying to be very business minded. Trying to start other things and see what I can do and piggyback off the Simi Allsmiles brand. Mm. So. So a lot of things in the pipeline, a lot of things that I want to do, a lot of things I want to start. I'm in talks with people and about certain stuff.
Is there anything you can mention now?
I can.
You can't? Well, off air?
Off air, I can.
Safe.
On air, I can't.
You won't know.
But yeah, so I'm just trying to grow my brand and kind of turn Simi All Smiles into a proper, like, until I can afford my range and afford a house, that's when I'll feel like, okay, I've actually made it. Mm-hmm. I'm not there yet because I'm still driving my Yaris. I love my baby, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get onto a level where I'm actually earning a solid amount every month without fail. Yeah. And I can actually do stuff. And I feel like even my mom, until she sees that I can afford, even I feel like a lot of people, until they can see that I can afford certain things, even though it's not show and telly, but until they see that, okay, Simi does YouTube full time and she's been able to get a mortgage, she's been able to get this and to get that, that's when I would feel like, okay, I'm actually, because you can do this in a 9-to-5 job. Right now, where I am, I can't do that yet. So until I can earn more than what I was ever earning when I was in a 9-to-5 job, that's when I'll feel like, so I'm just trying to grow and get on that level, basically. Mm-hmm.
Okay, dope.
How important is being passionate in what you're doing?
It's everything, literally everything. Because when I used to, oh mate, I can't stress it enough, you have to be passionate about what you're doing, which is why people tell me they want to start a YouTube channel. I'm like, are you sure? You know what it entails? I've stayed up till like 4 a.m. editing, because I started in final year.
Yeah.
I've had 9 a.m. lectures on Mondays.
What?
And I've been in my lecture. My Mac is there, and I've got my notes, my notes on one side, and my vlog is uploading. Because back then, my internet at home, my mum's upgraded because she's had to respect the hustle. Back then, it would take like 6 hours to upload my vlog.
Wow.
So I had to always save it and then upload it at uni.
Wow.
And then even when I was working my 9-to-5 job, there'll be times I'll go to bed so late and I'm just like, okay, Simi, if you don't sleep, you're actually not going to wake up in the morning. So I would just edit what I can, then go to work with my laptop, put it in my locker. Any break I had, I'd be in the break room editing, making sure that I'll finish at 5 and I'll just go upstairs and then just sit down and finish the vlog and make sure that it's up. Like, you have to be so passionate. There's been a lot of tears. I can be a crybaby sometimes. And thank God that I'm surrounded by creators, because when your hard drive crashes, when your file deletes, when you can't export, like the other day, like a couple of weeks ago, my Final Cut Pro was just crashing, and it wouldn't let me export. I'm moving from Final Cut Pro, by the way. I'm going to
really?
Premiere Pro.
Are you going Premiere Pro?
What, Adobe Premiere Pro?
Yeah, it's time.
No, I got it, right?
Yeah.
I got it ready.
Okay. It's like, I said I'll never do it, but
why?
Final Cut is doing me dirty.
Okay.
Too much. There was a time, like a couple of weeks ago, I couldn't get my vlog up till like 8 o'clock.
Oh, no.
It got to a point where I literally sat in a corner and I just didn't know what to do. And my friend, he was just helping me do it. Like, I didn't know. I literally sat in a corner. I was just like, this is long. After that, I decided that I need to learn how to do Premiere Pro. Like, I need to, because... So passion comes in a play where it's like, all of this stuff will happen to me, but I don't want to give up. Because I enjoy doing it. So... I might have to start an edit again, but I'm not going to give up. Or I might be sick, I might be ill, but I'll still try and vlog something. Do you know what I mean? It comes, and it's about having a balance. I don't know if this is my purpose, because I'm still figuring out what my purpose is, but passion and purpose, like, does come hand in hand. But you have to have passion to do something like this, because there could have been times that I could have been like, guys, I went to bed at 4 a.m, I can't do this vlog. But I just, like, my friends would get confused. Like, I was like, I'm putting up a vlog today. And my friend was like, it's a bank holiday. Like, it's a Monday. It's a Monday.
Yeah. It's Monday.
I need to put up a vlog.
So we're getting
today.
One tonight.
It's already uploaded, already scheduled, 7 p.m. It's coming. Excellent. Trailer done, everything. Like, I have to be on my game. And it's been years of practicing. I used to take hours to edit. Now I can edit within a specific time because I know what I'm doing.
And these are skills that you're learning.
I didn't know what to do. I've never edited anything for myself, but I knew I had a lot of creative friends, and I knew what a good video should look like. I guess being surrounded by the right people. Also, I don't know anything. I don't know everything. So I know, okay, if I want to do something, I can ask, okay, what camera do I get? If I want to edit this, what should I do? If I want to grade this, what colour should I use? But I'm learning slowly to know how to do things for myself. But I didn't do it alone. But passion does play a big part, because there's a lot of things you're going to have to learn how to do by yourself. When people come to me and be like, oh yeah, can you help me? Can you teach me how to edit? I can't teach you how to edit.
It's something that you just...
I'll tell them, I can give you a tutorial that I watched, because I sat down and watched a 40-minute video. You should as well. Do you know what I mean? Nobody taught me how to edit. Like, I had to do it for myself. And I feel like people just see and think there's like a
there's a
method. A method. There's keys, but it's not like, okay, do A, B, and C and you'll get D. No, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
You have to do A how you want to do it, do B how you think it needs to look.
Yeah.
Like, there's a step, and I don't think people understand that. But passion is like at the crutch of everything. Like, you need to be passionate, and that's with anything you do. You need to be passionate with anything you do.
Yeah. But even if it's sleeping, like,
I'm fam,
be passionate.
You need to follow it through.
Yeah.
You've got to follow it through.
Yeah.
So, honestly, like, with YouTube, I have sleepless nights. Like, I'll be editing. My mom will come into the room and be like, "You're still up." I'm just there, hunched up. The lights are off, and you just see the screen, the Mac screen. And I'm just like, my mom is just like, wow. She knows that, like, my mom respects the fact that I put in so much work. Mm. And she, like, she can never see the fruits of the labor. So when I told her I'm going to the Starbucks, she said, Starbucks, care. And I said, yeah, Starbucks, they invited me. She was like, are they paying you? I said, yeah, mom. When I told her how much, she said, wow.
I want to know how much.
I want to know how much.
I will tell y'all on air or off.
I want to say wow. Don't know. I want to say wow as well. Yeah. I want to say wow. All right, we're going to hit up a fire round. So be prepared.
Do I have to drink water?
Yes, drink some.
Okay.
Because it's fire. You need to quench.
you need to quench your first.
Okay. Are you ready?
No, I'm not. Okay.
YouTubers everyone should be watching other than yourself.
YouTubers everyone should be watching other than myself? Can I look at my phone for this? And look at the people that I subscribe to?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I guess that's all right.
This is pressure.
Remember the fire.
Okay. Oh, guys. Guys, so I'm gonna who do I watch daily? Jackie Aina. If you're a black girl and you don't watch Jackie Aina, I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, man. Jackie Aina.
I like It's Judy's Life. Jamie and Nikki.
I know Jamie and Nikki.
Lydia Dingar, because that's because she's my mate, so I like watching her. Yeah, Patricia Bright, I watch her sometimes.
I know Patricia Bright.
Yeah, those are YouTubers that you should subscribe to. Sissy Yemi, she's a Nigerian vlogger. I like her.
Sissy Yemi. Okay.
I think I've heard of her.
She's one of the biggest Nigerian vloggers out there.
Yeah.
Don't sleep.
Wow.
Stay woke. But those people, I would say.
Ah, those people. Nice. Okay. If you're not eating at Nando's, where are you eating?
Busaba Itai.
Oh, you that place bangs.
What, Busaba?
Contrary to popular belief, mm-hmm. I actually like Busaba more than Nando's.
Yeah.
I just don't have one closest to me.
Yeah,
really?
they're just too expensive.
Like, yeah. I went there last week Thursday. I got like the katsu chicken with rice.
Get the green Thai curry.
Some little bit
and
of salmon.
And a side of calamari.
Well. Calamari as
the
well.
Calamari is to die for. Well, we're not dying for food. Jesus.
Nothing to die for.
Amen. All right, favorite vlog of yours?
Favorite vlog of mine. It has to be between my Nigerian vlog and my American vlogs.
Oh.
I like my travel vlogs. I like when I travel.
Okay. Actually, since talking of traveling,
mm-hmm.
what country do you prefer, the UK or America?
Yeah,
the United States.
Well, because Trump is in power now, so things ain't right. I like America, but in terms of I used to want to live there, and I was intending on moving there at one point in my life, but maybe not now.
Yeah, you're not leaving us. Where are you going?
I like UK. UK is where home is, but I like US for certain things. Food, lifestyle is a bit better.
Yeah, and it's not, the food ain't too expensive there.
Yeah.
I can't lie, the lifestyle was great when we went out there. Great. Oh, man.
The lifestyle's a little bit better, so yeah. But I'm a UK, I'm a London girl at heart.
Yeah, wonderful. What song did you play on your way here?
One they call Iskaba.
Iskaba.
Iskili a bit. I'm Afrobeat girl. I love Afrobeats.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that your favourite Afrobeat song then?
My favourite Afrobeat song at the moment is, I think, Iskaba. And Davido, If. That's what I listen to, Davido, If.
Okay.
If I tell you, say it. You guys don't know it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's all right.
It's mad, I actually don't know it.
Wow, you guys need
to. And
know
I should.
I like Afro Bashment though, this new. I like a bit of Kojo Funds.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
A little bit of.
Did you call it Afro Bashment?
Yo, Afro Swing or whatever they call it.
Whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
Who was I was talking to my boys about that on Saturday. We don't know what to call it.
It's called Afro Swing apparently. By
where's the swing from?
because it swings through different genres.
Ah,
Kojo fans himself said it. I think it was Kojo fans. One of them said it themselves. Yeah,
it swings between different genres. Yeah, oh, man. Right. Oh, I get it. I get
it. You don't rate it. You don't rate it.
Swinging. Right. Okay. Yoruba husband or Igbo husband?
Yoruba. Next question. What are you talking about? What
sorry,
Kelechi.
Kelechi, bye bye.
No, bro.
Emeka, bye bye.
I need a guy to speak to me Yoruba and be like, "Simi, farabale." Hey. I need that sweet Yoruba. I need that. Well, I might be doing Igbo Kwenu at night. I'm good, you know. No shade to the Igbo guys.
No shade, no shade.
I don't know Igbo songs.
You should. It says you want Igbo girl.
I like Igbo girls, but I ain't got time to start learning their culture.
Wow, look at you.
No, joking.
Thanks for coming by, Simi.
No
we really
problem.
Appreciate it. Do you want to plug your socials before we go?
So I am on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, Facebook. Everything is at Simi Smiles.
Okay.
I was lucky enough to get the same username for everything.
We couldn't get that for Twitter because of the stupid character limit.
Is it? Literally, everything is at Simi All Smiles. So follow me. Subscribe to my channel.
Yes. Okay. Sick. Well, it's been your boys at the point, and we out. Peace.